again, with no plan or no idea of how to do it. We did. We managed to luck into some places that let us play whatever we want, and a couple of them even paid us fairly, like the gas station place. It was an old abandoned gas station on the Lower East Side, which had been turned into kind of like a scrap metal sculpture garden and performance space by a guy who hung out there and welded sculptures and liked music. And that was a great place to play. Had a weird crowd of, like, you know, junkies from the neighborhood and like Penn from Penn and Teller and everyone in between. There was another club in New York, in Chelsea, where the guy, he just liked us. He's like, you want to play here? Like, you know, the first Saturday of every month, just, you know, play whatever you want, as long as you want. Like, those kind of gigs don't happen very often, but he liked us. He was a nice guy. We had a regular gig there. And again, we opened up we ended up, you know, people would hear us and get us a job opening up for more established bands. We finally realized, you know, we're not going to get anywhere playing on all these, you know, bills and getting paid nothing. So let's just rent a place and we'll hire a couple bands to open up for us. And we still didn't make any money because we were still idiots and drunks and drug addicts by that time. So that eats up a lot of money and free time right there.